to Talking Tech and Learning in District 205, your home for quick, bite-sized tips to support learning activities in your classroom. Today I had the opportunity to represent Galesburg Schools at the Applied Digital Skills Workshop at Google headquarters in Chicago. I discussed my first opinions about this curriculum site and its resources back in episode 22 a couple of days ago. You can find the resources discussed at applieddigitalskills.withgoogle.com. I'll include links in the show notes. So the first thing that I want to share with you is just a little bit of obvious advice. When Google invites you to come up and visit, you go. Visiting Google's state-of-the-art workspace alone is an opportunity unlike any other. Even more impressive is the opportunity to meet and network with like-minded educators from all over who are both trying and doing some really cutting-edge work. A visit to Google is not to be missed. Next, let's talk about the activities we looked at the workshop. There are two parts of this rather amazing resource. The part of Applied Digital Skills that I am most interested in, at least initially, is targeted for kids in grades 7 through 12. As I mentioned in episode 22, you can filter these activities by grade level and standard area to find just what you want. The activities are project-based and designed to progressively build skills while kids create a solution to a real-world problem. Now, this brings us to an important point that we discussed at the workshop today. One of the projects, as an example, has kids planning an event. Now, to some students, an event is a birthday party, but this project asks students to coordinate a more intricate project like a community gathering or something like that. A lot of kids, especially younger kids, may have never experienced anything like this before, so they may need some instruction and guidance from a teacher on what those things are and how to think through all the little details that are necessary to pull off something like that. So while originally I had sort of hoped this would be one of those self-guided curriculum module-based things for a semester-long course, this may not be all that realistic. We also talked about how we might be able to modify the curriculum that is aimed at kids in grades 7 and up to be used in younger grades. We even talked about using some of the activities in grades 4 and 5. And as we talked about that, another thing that we found is that this really needs to be something delivered to students through something like Google Classroom or some other learning management system, especially with students at those earlier grades. This would help younger students break up larger projects into manageable tasks that can be guided by an instructor. Again, what I had hoped would be a vehicle for independent exploration through authentic projects is actually a perfect vehicle for authentic instruction and assessment in a blended learning environment. Digital tools are nifty, but they will never take the place of that human instructor who really understands and knows their kids. That's all for this episode. I will be exploring the Applied Digital Skills curriculum in more detail in future episodes. So check back again. Thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.